It's an honor to be here again. I'd like to start with, first, my name is Howard, and I am a lawyer. It's like the 12 steps. I think Ari looks great with a beard. Don't you guys agree? I want to talk about three things today. First, propagation. Second, Title IV, telecommunications. And then lastly, technology. Peter, in the last panel, talked about attitudes and the training of police officers, which is being looked at now because of Sheehan. But it goes beyond that. For the next 25 years, it has to be more than just police officers. We need to train lawyers overall, the legal field, judges, doctors, psychology. Everyone needs to understand the scope of disabilities. Even more than that, we need more people who are disabled in those fields. When I was 12, my Jewish mother dragged me to see a Jewish attorney present who happened to be deaf, one of the few in the country at that time. And my mom told me, you can be anything you want to, but best to be a doctor or a lawyer. So I looked at the deaf gentleman talk about his experience, and a light bulb turned on. I thought to myself, wait a minute, I can sue hearing people. And I haven't let go since. But I became a lawyer in 1992, the same year that I started, that the ADA started. I encountered many judges who were a fill in the blank. We should change that word to Alito from now on. Do you agree? I realize that we do need more deaf judges. So thank you, Judge Richard Brown, for leading the way. You should not retire. You need to be going another 25 years. But on a serious note, we really do need more. When I met that deaf attorney, there was only a handful at the time. Now we have over 400 deaf attorneys. And I'm sure many more blind attorneys and many more attorneys with disabilities. But it's still not enough. Many of them are encountering barriers when trying to get a job. They're unable to get a job because of attitudes. Employers, HR people, various departments still think we're broken, as was mentioned earlier. We're damaged. I think we as a group here, both disabled and not, have proven that we can damage the institution that has discriminated against us. So we're not damaged, but we sure can do damage. Title IV of the Americans with Disabilities Act, telecommunication, has been for, you know, an important one for the disability, or for the deaf community for the past 25 years. When I was growing up, we didn't have telephones. I could not call people. We had this big green machine that shook the whole house whenever we communicated, but that machine, I could only call friends of mine who also had the same machine and were deaf. If I wanted to date a hearing girl from my high school, I had to ask my mom to call her. Imagine the embarrassment involved with that. Today we have email, which is great. We have Twitter, Facebook, wonderful tools today. But even as we arrive at new technology, it adds to our experience, but also sets us back. With the relay system we have now, it's great. I can call any one of you in the middle of the night. but we still have struggles. Every time a new technology is developed, for example, the internet, we struggle with access to it. Both the deaf and the blind communities struggle with access to that. And the ADA didn't really apply to that until just recently. Thank you, Netflix. We do have to thank Dredef and Lewis and Feinberg for working with the NAD to make sure that happens. And we're not done. As you know, we're going after the wonderful institution like Harvard and MIT. But that's more of retrofitting. We're fixing the damage that has already been done. It should have been universally designed from the get-go. And that leads me to technology. I don't know if you've heard the new term in the industry called the Internet of Things, IoT. What does that mean? It means that we will not have any privacy anymore. But what it really means is that everything will be interconnected. Your smartphone will be connected to your thermostat at home, will be connected to your lights at home, at your house. It'll unlock your door when your kids get home from school. It'll be connected to your car. It'll connect to everything you own. I heard today that it'll be connected to your suitcase. We won't lose our suitcases anymore, apparently. But at the same time, the Internet of Things, while could be beneficial to all people with disabilities, depending on if the engineers takes all those things into consideration in making them accessible to us. If it's purely visual, it doesn't benefit the blind. If it's purely auditory, it doesn't benefit the deaf. There has to be redundancy in every type of technology so that every person with a disability can use it no matter how it works for them. So that's why I think we're going to be in the next 25 years when things change. For example, the television will probably not exist in another 25 years. People are going to be watching the internet. And we might not even have that. It might just be holograms in 25 years from now. Yoda. But imagine a hologram. How are you going to caption a hologram? We don't know yet. Maybe we'll have holographic interpreters. But that's what we need to look forward to. We need to make sure that what we're doing now keeps up with the changing technology, with legal legislation and regulatory matters. We have to keep up. Most federal employees today who are deaf have a hard time making a phone call. The technology's already there. We have video phones. The rule says that video phones are allowable as an auxiliary aid. However, how many federal agencies are actually installing them or implementing effective ones? The NAD has sued the IRS. We'll probably get audited this year. But we successfully won, requiring them to improve their video phones. In the past, and we're still right now, the video phones they have been there since 2011, and they can only call each other. Internal, a deaf person that works at the IRS can only call another deaf person who works at the IRS because they said of security encryption issues. So during the hearing, I asked their expert witness, do you have encryption on the voice phone? And they said no. And I said, well, why not? And they said it was considered allowable security exemption. And so I said, well, then what's wrong with the video phone? Can't you make that an allowable security exemption as well? And they said, well, that's above my pay grade. So we need overall at the federal level to mandate video phones and any other technologies that come along, not just the plethora, and allow a plethora of options to successfully work. And if it's not allowed, we need to make that work, including everything that's coming within the next 25 years. Thank you very much. I'm going to leave some time for questions.